From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melvin reporting a no-go for the resumption of Syria peace talks. In another setback to international efforts to resolve Syria's devastating civil war, a UN envoy says peace talks will not resume next week in Geneva. The announcement comes as cross-border artillery shelling increased in areas dominated by Syria's U.S.-backed, mostly Kurdish militia and Turkey. As VOA's Luis Ramirez reports from London, all of this is exposing tensions between Turkish leader Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who has had some rough words for the United States of late.
Erdogan's response threatens to further damage the already troubled relationship between Turkey and the United States. The two NATO allies both want Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad out, and both want to destroy the Islamic State group. But their interests are opposed when it comes to the Kurds. While Turkey targets Kurdish fighters in Syria, the United States has armed them and continues to support them. In a speech this month, the Turkish leader's anger was clear.
I call on America. How many times have I explained this to you? Are you on our side or the side of the terrorist PYD and the PKK organization?
Tensions between Washington and Erdogan are deepening at a crucial time in the Syrian conflict as Syrian forces continue their offensive on Aleppo. Kurdish fighters are key in the battle for the city, but their growing influence is a problem for Erdogan. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
U.S. officials are focusing on the positive elements of the relationship they consider extremely valuable. State Department spokesman John Kirby said, "We understand the concerns that Turkey has long expressed about some of these groups, and we're going to continue to have that discussion with them." This is VOA News.